I'm making a lot of mistakes. I got a college savings account for my kids. Why? If they're smart, they'll get a scholarship. If they're not, they're not supposed to be going to fucking college. Made a lot of mistakes. They will tell you all this shit. They will say, you gotta lose 10 pounds. Why? That's all you hear. You gotta lose weight. You gotta lose 10 pounds. No, you don't. You just have to accept yourself. And you're fine. Right? Somebody's still gonna fuck you. I guarantee it. You gotta lose 10 pounds. Why? What if everybody in America really lost 10 pounds? The whole continent would just rise up and there'd be a tsunami and we'd be dead. Thanks, Oprah. I exercise, and I always have, and you know what? I hate it. It hurts. It scares me. I feel like I'm gonna die when I exercise. People see me jogging, they don't think I'm exercising, they think I'm running away from some scary shit. They start running with me, looking over their shoulders, like, oh my God, this is gonna be horrible. It's a monster, some shit. Don't end up like me. Look at me. Monogamous, in shape, sober, no debt. I'm dead inside. I did it all wrong. I blew it. What the hell's the matter with me? Because you realize at a certain point, here's the thing. Life cares about you a little bit less every second you're alive. Little less, little less, little less. Starts up here, it's all downhill. That's why you're buried underground, just down, down. The greatest moment in your life is the second you're born. That's it. You're the center of the universe. People stand in a circle around you. They look at you. They swaddle you and they pass you around. Everybody makes faces. Let me hold them. No, I want to hold them. Give them a tit. They give you a tit. How nice is that? They just give you a tit. And then you're done. Take a nap. They give you a nap. Have a nap. You get up. More pictures. Did he shit? How much? What color? Give him a tit. Have a nap. It's a great year. The whole year is great. Your feet never touch the ground. You're it. And you know why? Because you don't have any rules. You don't know what a rule is. You're just natural. You're raw. You want something? You scream. You don't get it? You cry. You get it? You suck on it. You want to take a nap? I'm going to take a nap right here. Right now, nap. You wake up, you're like, I'm going to take a shit with my clothes on. I'm going to take a shit. Probably a nap. Suck a tit. Pass me around. It's awesome. There's no rules. And that's how we want to live. We want to get back to that state, don't we? We want to get back to that. Because all you get as you get older is more rules. Every year, more rules, till you're stifled. It starts in school. Show up on time. Raise your hand. You want to get your driver's license. Write on red. Merge. You get a job. Show up on time. Don't say bitch. Get married. Don't fuck anybody else. Lots of rules. Less choice. When you get older, there's nothing left. That's why Starbucks has such a long line, because it's the only choice you've got left in the day. I'll have 2% now? That felt good. It just goes downhill. Even as a kid, you turn one, they still love you, but a little less. Now you're a toddler. Now you can walk. You're walking around. Parents drop back to his own defense. Where's Junior? I don't know. I heard a crash. He's around. Turn five, and one day your mother just opens up the front door, walks you down to a busy corner, and says, you see that big yellow bus? Get on it. I'll see you in 7 hours. Here's a nickel for lunch. Go, go. You come home at 18, your key doesn't fit in the front door anymore. Just hear giggling inside the house. And it just keeps going down. You don't believe me? Go to the Hallmark aisle of your local pharmacy. Right after the show, check out the Hallmark aisle. It's the whole cycle of life laid out for you. How much we care less about you as you get older. First section is for your baby. Congratulations on your baby. Blue cards and pink cards and confetti pops out and there's music. Then you get to the young birthdays. Section for one. Ones, two, three, up to 10. Then they start getting smaller and they're skipping. 20, 40, 70. Get well soon. Sympathy cards. That's it. That's all you got. Don't care about the sympathy card. You should live so that nobody sends any sympathy. You should just be selfish and go crazy. Your life, here's how I want my life to end like this. Just me, drunk, in debt, running down the street, my flies open. I got a credit card in my hand and smoke's coming off of it. Kids chase me going, "You're my daddy." And I'm going, "Probably, come on. I'll buy you some cake, we'll charge it." I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm having fun again in my life. It's been too much. I'm like awake, I'm alive. I had a midlife crisis. You might have noticed that. And I'm out of it. Now it's just, bought a Prius. It's pretty wild. Yeah, if you buy a Prius, you might as well staple your balls and a white flag on the antenna. Because it's over. That's it. Just drive, and I still drive like an asshole. You gotta see me. Cutting people off on the right, speeding. Got a ticket for running a red light. Not handed to me, it was mailed to my house. That shouldn't count. You gotta see the joy on my face in the photo, like I won the race. All these losers stop back at the red light, no balls, not me. It doesn't feel fair. Somebody should have to hand me a ticket to pay it. So I took a picture of me writing a check and I mailed them that. I drove past a cop the other night, so I flashed my beams at the oncoming car, and he was blinded and smashed into the cruiser. I just got a haircut last week. Yeah, that's hilarious. That's very funny. That's the setup to the joke. That's not the actual punchline. I still get haircuts. And the barber goes like this to me, "So what are we doing today?" "I don't know, asshole. What are the options? You got a magazine of different looks that go with this? Just buzz around the ears. I'll sit here and cry. The usual." I had hair. It was nice. It was beautiful. Met a gorgeous woman. Got her to marry me. Hair fell out. Mission accomplished. It's like a booster rocket. Once you get through the atmosphere, it just trails off. Don't need it. I got glasses. I just got my first glasses. And $180. I walk in the front door, and first thing I notice is my wife has sprouted her first chin whisker. So that's money well spent. I never would have seen that. Let's be honest, if you're gonna spend the rest of your life with the same person, do you really want your senses to stay razor sharp? No, there's a reason why your vision and your hearing goes away. You want it to go away. It's like that old couple you see walking arm in arm down the street, they're going like 1 mile an hour, and they're a million. You can only tell they're moving if you watch them for like a minute straight. And you think, that is so cute. No, her hip went, he's got a bad knee. This is the only way they can walk upright anymore. Just deaf, blind, trying to get across the finish line. Oh. I just powdered my balls recently. That's not a young man's sport right there, is it? No. No, I don't even know why I do it. I got to a certain age and something popped in my DNA and I'm like, I'm gonna start powdering my balls. And I was scared. I'm alone in the bathroom. I got the baby powder in my hand. I feels wrong. The cute little baby on the front. And I'm like, yeah, guess where you're headed. You need a lot. Gravity's not gonna help you. Your balls are dangling and you got powder. Gravity's not your friend. You gotta just try to crouch down real low. And then you just kind of fluff it. Just fluff it up there. Most of it doesn't even stick. When you're done, there's just a big pile of powder on the floor with a footprint on either side of it. I gotta fool anybody with that. Guy comes in the bathroom. I think somebody's powdering their balls in here. Somebody call CSI Balls. There's been a crime in here. Next day I grabbed the Gold's medicated powder by accident. Oh, You might as well make paper cuts and just splash Tabasco sauce. I'm screaming. I'm like, get the powder off! My wife runs in, she's like... There's a puff of smoke, I get an erection, ta-da! Suck it! Come on, it's part of the trick.
Suck it.
I feel sorry for anybody that has to look at balls. They're the ugliest living thing in the universe. They are just all shriveled, and you look like you have an old man living between your legs, just a nasty. And now you get guys that are shaving their balls. Shaving them. Why, so people can get a better look at the details? I put Rogaine on my balls. I'm trying to hide them. How would you even do it? When I shave my face, I gotta stretch the skin to get a nice tight edge going. I'm like, what do you do with your balls? Just like. Look, honey, now you can make out all the veins in the chicken skin. She likes how it feels. Yeah, maybe she likes how it feels the first night. Four nights later, it feels like you're spanking her in the taint with a cactus. The ball's just hanging outside, just hanging out there, like they're so important. Of all your organs, that's the only one that lives outside the body. Your pancreas would look better dangling between your legs than your balls. And then women wonder, why are we so horny? Why are we preoccupied with sex? Maybe because our genitals are outside, rubbing against the inside of our pants, reminding us, think about me. 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 Jerk me off. Jerk me off. Pretty simple. We're pretty simple people. I think, you know, you've got to live. Live in the moment. That's what kids teach you. I think that's the main reason that we have children, is they're in the moment. I was at a wishing well with my son, and I give him a penny. I said, Owen, you take this penny, you throw it in the water, you can wish for anything you want. So he takes the penny, throws it in the water. I go, what'd you wish for? He goes, to throw the penny in the water. How do you get more in the moment than to wish for what you're doing at that moment? He's like a Zen master. I just follow him around like, teach me more cool shit, man. I can't, Daddy, I can't. You're dead inside. Here's the problem. You get to a certain age, and the whole second half of your life is about keeping the shit you have. The first half is about getting shit. You're young, you're hungry, you got goals. I gotta get a job. I gotta get laid. I gotta buy a house. Get a car. Then you get all that shit, and you go, what the hell am I supposed to do now? And you just want to keep your shit. Don't touch my shit. Start insuring everything you have. You will pay money to not have it taken away. Your life. Life insurance. What is life insurance? It's legalized gambling. You sit down with an agent, you go, I bet I die. And he goes, we bet you don't. You're like, all right. And every month, you bet him again. Bet I die. We bet you won't. All right. And then one day you die, and they're like, shit. Your wife's like, yeah! For car insurance, you're basically, I've had car insurance my whole life. I got my first big accident. I mailed them a bill for $2,300. They sent me a check for $1,800. I call them up, I go, hey, you guys forgot the other $500. Oh, no. See, that's your deductible. We don't pay the whole thing. So now I pay my bill, I leave a little off. And they call me, I go, oh, that's the deductible. I don't pay the whole fucking thing, do I? Yeah. So here's part of the problem is I'm 100% Irish, and that's not good. No, that's not good. A little Irish goes a long way. This 100% shit, I don't get it. And my mother thinks it's just we are the most magical, we're the most spiritual. She's like, you'll notice a lot of Irish people born right around Christmas. Just like Jesus. Then I got old enough to read a calendar and I saw that Christmas is exactly 9 months after St. Patrick's Day. Really got less to do with divine intervention and more to do with just some makeup sex after a slap fight at the Blarney Stone that day. But St. Patrick's Day bothers me because the racism against the Irish is so pronounced. I can't believe that you all get away with it. Every other race on our day, so much to be proud of. Writers, politicians, what do you guys do? Hey, what are you doing on St. Patrick's Day? Let's get shit-faced, throw up, and punch each other in the face. You know, like Irish people do. I resent it. It's bullshit. We don't do that on your day. You don't see that. Hey, what are you doing on Rosh Hashanah? I'm gonna head down to the bank and check my balances. What are you up to? Yeah, that's not so funny, is it? But for us, it's fine, sure. How was your Chinese New Year? Awesome. I went out and had a completely unreasonable car accident. What'd you do? Yeah, not so funny. How was your Black History Month? Showed up late, missed the whole goddamn thing. I can't believe it. Did you have a good Cinco de Mayo? Yeah, I bought some fake Timberlands, hung out in front of the Home Depot all afternoon. Now we drank, the Irish drank. I started young, I was like seventh grade, my dad caught me sneaking a beer out of the fridge. So after dinner, he threw down two shot glasses, bottle of Jim Beam, filled them up. Great, tough guy, you wanna be a drinker? Here we go, lift it up. I did the shot, my lips caught on fire, my throat, I had an asthma attack. Pours another one, come on, tough guy, here we go. I do the second one, sprint to the toilet, throw up for an hour and a half. Next night, after dinner, I pull out the Jim Beam, two glasses, like, come on, let's go. 3 weeks later, he's like, okay, you win. I had a great dad. I love my dad so much. But he beat me. You know, I think we all got beat. We all got beat. Not too much. I was, oh, my father beat me too much. He beat me. He beat me just right. I remember the last time he kicked the shit out of me, just getting up off the ground and thinking, perfect. He really nailed it, you know? Any more would have been barbaric. And any less, I wouldn't be seeking the approval of strangers night after night on the road. I'm a good dad. I am a really good dad. I do fun stuff with my kids. We just rescued a puppy. Anybody ever rescue a dog? Yeah? Good. Good for you. You should. What kind of dog did you rescue, sir? You didn't rescue one, but you clapped for the concept. I like that you're staying involved. Especially after the whole Black History Month joke. I'm glad to see you're still on board. I've only got 3 black people in the crowd. I better keep them fucking happy. Actually, we got a lot of black people in the crowd. It's good to see. See the diversity? See the mixture? Nice. Asians, beautiful Asian women in the crowd. Let's play a game. I play a game sometimes called Guess the Asian. Let's play it right now. I'm gonna guess the ethnicity of some Asian women right now. Here we go. Here we go. Where are we gonna start? Let's start with you, ma'am. You're Thai.
Yes.
Thank you very much. This is not a setup. I swear to Christ, this is not a setup. I'm fucking good at this. It's crazy. It's a talent. Let's move down here. What do we got over here, ma'am? Hello. For you, we're gonna say Vietnamese.
Nope.
Filipino.
Yeah.
I knew it! It's a gift. Some people paint, some people build bridges. I guess the Asian women. We got one left, and then really we got to get back to the show. Hello? You are Vietnamese. Chinese. Quarter Chinese? Oh, now you're fucking with me. A quarter. I can't, you know, look, this isn't... All right, so you're a quarter Chinese, you're a quarter Indian. Half lesbian. Now, what are you, a quarter? Hold on, excuse me. You're a quarter?
Chinese, quarter Hawaiian, half Japanese.
Hawaiian. That's the fun part, right? Oh, I love it. I went to Hawaii with my family. And beautiful place. Anybody been to Hawaii? Oh, it's incredible. And then my wife destroyed the whole vacation by buying us tickets to a luau, which is so pathetic. It's like, I want to go somewhere natural and beautiful. Let's go to Disneyland in a nice place. Because there's no real Hawaiians left. They're all filtered down. There's quarters of them in halves. There's not a full Hawaiian left. They were worked to death on the pineapple plantations and picking sugarcane, and now they're decimated, and you got people celebrating their culture. Not even Hawaiian. It's like 8 Puerto Ricans just learn how to dance. And you go there and it sucks. And we walk in, this is the worst part, you walk in and it was like $180, so I'm already pissed. Then they line you up with the real Hawaiians. It's a guy with a grass skirt and he's ripped and he's bronzed. He's got his arm around my wife and she's just looking at him. And he's looking at her. My kids are looking at the guy, they're like, wow, you're everything that my dad isn't. You should fuck my mom. And then me at the end, just standing there, pasty white and bald, angry. And we go to this shitty luau with this nasty pork, and at the end, they got all the pictures on the wall on the way out. You're supposed to buy your family's picture for $25. $25. What's the markup on a digital photo to 20? What is that, 1,000,000,000%? And I say to my wife, we're not buying that picture. Why can't we buy the picture? Because we're not buying. Daddy, how come we can't buy the picture? Look, everybody else bought the picture. We're the only ones left on the whole wall. It's just the Fitzsimmons family. We're not buying the picture. But why, Dad? Why? Because this is a post-colonial wasteland where we've destroyed an entire indigenous. Fine, I'll get the picture. I pull out my iPhone as they're walking away and I just go, snap, got the picture. Let's get out of here. So we rescued a puppy, which is great. You've rescued a puppy before. Okay, beautiful. It's a great thing. Millions of dogs are put to sleep every year because there's not enough homes. And you go in and you're a hero. You go save one. You walk in there and you think it's going to be easy. You're like, I'll take that one. They're like, oh, not so fast, asshole. First, you got to fill out this 28-page application. Right? Name, social security number. If you and your wife divorce, who gets custody of the dog? I don't know. We never talked about it. Thanks for planting that fucking seed for us. And then they set up a home inspection. I'm not making this up. Literally, woman shows up to my house. Clipboard, little beard, light beard. Didn't see it at first. And now she's looking around my house while I stand out front waiting. Just nervous that she's gonna come out and be like, yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and kill the dog. Doesn't feel right to let him live here the way you do. Take him out back and just shoot him. We feel pretty good when we rescue a dog, don't we? Right? We feel like heroes. Meanwhile, there's two types of shelters in the country. There's shelters for dogs, the Humane Society. Shelters for people. Halfway house. Not even a whole house. Half a house. And then we rescue from the other one. We grab a dog, we bring him home, and we wash him, and we fix him. We bring him to bed, we pet him, and we hold him, take him for a walk. And then we walk around a human that's laid out on the sidewalk to pick up the shit from the dog that we rescued. What's wrong with that picture? Why don't we rescue from the other place? Just go in there, I'll take that guy, bring him out. Take him home, give him a steak and a shave, a little corduroy bed in the corner. Come on, Freckles, let's take a walk. It's Dennis. I told you my name's Dennis. Freckles. Come on, let's go outside. Been outside a lot. Kind of want to stay inside for a while. Your friend comes over. He's cute. What is he? I think he's Dutch. I get sad, though. I think about my kids when I'm away. I'm away a lot. You know, I just picture my son home, like, going to bed. Mommy, where's Daddy? He's at the Green Bay Chuckle Hut following his dream. But doesn't he know it's not working out? Go to sleep, sweetheart. Go to sleep. But don't dream. We got enough goddamn dreamers in this family. I travel a lot. I just flew out here. I flew first class, which is pretty sweet. Nice to be up front. I travel a lot, so I got a ton of points. So I get these auto upgrades. Whatever, I don't need to explain to you people. I fly first class. I work very hard. I'm talented, and go fuck yourselves. I fly first class. How about that? I feel like I gotta minimize everything that's good in my life because I'm Irish. No, it's all shit. I don't deserve anything good. Nice house, Greg. Mold. It's got mold. Ooh, your wife's beautiful. Dumb. So I'm in first class, and then I went back to coach, and I farted. And not to be mean, it's just there's so few people up front, they would know that it was me. So, and I didn't just like walk back and, you know, stand at row 19 and rip it. Little at 19, little at 26, little at 31. I just kind of crop dusted around. Head back up front. Welcome back, Greg.
Good to be back. Little gamey back there in the cheap seats.
Close the curtain, animals. They're still freaking me out at the airports. They won't stop.
If you notice anything unusual, please immediately report it to airport security.
So I grab the guy, I'm like, yeah, I just saw somebody pay $11 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And then right around the corner, they're selling luggage inside the airport. I'm gonna do another lap. I'll let you know if I see anything else. We're frightened. The media has just scared us because we're docile. The government and the media, they want you scared, so they keep making up all these enemies. You know, you got these people in the Mideast. Oh, they're gonna kill us. No, they're not. We're fine. We're America. We're fine. We're wealthy. We're powerful. Why? Because we're smart and hardworking? No. Water. Got a lot of it. Notice the poorer countries? Very dry. We have so much water, it's a joke. We have fun, we play. We have water parks. We squirt it down tubes and roll around in it and shoot it. We have fountains. What is a fountain? It's just us blasting water in the air like, fuck you, look at all this water. We don't even need it. And then what do? At the fountain, we take money we don't need and throw it in. Can you imagine a kid from Pakistan coming to this country? He would be like, what is this beautiful porcelain bowl filled with cool, clean water? What do you do with this? Oh, shit and piss in it. I mean, I wouldn't just shit in it. Like, if there's piss in it, I wouldn't shit in it. I would flush it and get 6 fresh gallons, and then I would shit into that. You know, not gonna shit into pissy water. Nasty. So I flush it away, bring up the clean stuff, and then boom. Or like a spider, if there's a spider in there, I'm not gonna take a shit. It could wake up and bite my asshole. So I flush it, and then bring up 6 fresh gallons and shit in there, and then. Even our showers, we can't get enough water going down the drain. It used to be 1 shower head. Now there's a manhole cover blasting thousands of gallons a second, and then 4 other spigots hidden in different directions. Because why should you have to move in the shower? I don't want to move. I want to stand like this. One on my face, one on each pit, one on your tank. Just steam water being pumped in so I can breathe it. And then a bottle of water, while not any bottle of water, bring me water from a poor island nation, Fiji. Bring me Fiji's water, because I have very little water there. I want that. We really don't have to worry about people from other countries. I mean, the whole Middle East thing, it's like, you know how much better we have it here? We should have empathy. We should have understanding. There's women in the Middle East, they don't have the right to vote, which is especially cruel because they're forced to dress as voting booths and yet not have the right to go into one. Think about that. We need to embrace people from other countries. That's what we've always done. Look at Tarrytown. This town is amazing. You have every kind of person, Hispanic and white and Hispanic and black and Asian and Hispanic and Puerto Rican and Hispanic. And you know what? It's beautiful. It's great. That's how I grew up. That's how I live now. We got it all.